Surprise, it has always been legal to opt out of Obamacare. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This whole shutdown was about people who felt forced into Obamacare, and yet there has always been an exemption for anybody who wants it.
It isn't insurance. It's a nationwide network of Christians who save money by sharing each other's medical bills.
This is an ad for a healthcare cost-sharing ministry. Jason Morris pays about $370 a month to Samaritan Ministries, but instead of sending it to an insurance company, that money goes directly to other members who are on a list of approved medical needs.
When I send my check, I usually stick a little sticky note on there that says, I'm praying for you this month, and you recognize that, you know, every dollar I send is going to go help that person who's experiencing that crisis right now.
And these cost-sharing groups, be they Christian, Muslim, or whatever, have always been exempt from Obamacare. The challenge is that Obamacare premiums, thanks to government subsidies, are about one-third of what Samaritan Ministries charges. But James Lansbury of Samaritan Ministries told Reason TV he doesn't think Christians will jump ship just to save money.
This is part of who we are. It's part of our DNA as the Christian church. I wanted to be a part of something where the body of Christ was actually banding together and doing what the Bible commanded in a more personal and real way.
The point is, for anybody with a religious objection or who doesn't believe in government subsidies or who just wants out of Obamacare, there's a way to break free. And it's been there from the beginning. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.